The Warriors off and running in the 2016 NBA playoffs, going toe-to-toe with the Houston Rockets, matching an aggressive tone and topping it with some firepower, simply unleashing early on and building a 27-point lead by halftime. And Stephen Curry's game-high 24 points delivered in just 20 minutes of play. He left the game in the third quarter having tweaked his right ankle. Afterward, Coach Kerr called his status questionable for Monday's Game 2. And the Warriors' hard-nosed defense, certainly a key in this victory over Houston, the 73-9 regular season momentum, helping carry over in what was a physical game. Here's head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
I didn't like the way he was moving when he went back out for the third quarter. He wanted to stay in, but he wasn't moving well, so we weren't going to play him regardless of what happened.
I guess a two-parter, what's his status then going forward? And in addition, on that little skirmish he had with Beverly early on, did you mind that? Did you object to what Beverly did? So that's a two-parter.
I didn't see. I wasn't really locked in on the exchange, and obviously haven't seen the replay, so I don't really know what happened. But that's to be expected. It's playoffs. Both guys are competitive. You know, Beverly's a good defender, and that's what he does. He tries to get under your skin, and so he's just doing his job. But I haven't seen the play. As far as Monday, I would just say Steph is questionable. So we'll see how he responds the next couple of days, and we'll go from there.
Steve, given that Steph basically didn't play the second half, and you win by 26, whatever it was, are you satisfied with this game? Do you think there were issues with the way you played?
No, very satisfied. I thought our defense was excellent. We didn't reach. We made them earn every point. And we did have the brief spell when Steph went out where we sort of lost our focus, lost our poise a little bit. But we quickly recovered, and a lot of guys played very well. But, no, it was a good solid victory.
Coach? Despite what's going on with the scoreboard, but obviously there is something going on the court. You know, the push, the fall down, something. How do you explain that?
The push and the fall down with who?
And the players, the players
physicality.
Physicality. Yeah, it's the playoffs. That's how you explain it.
Do you use the word with dirty plays, something like that?
No, there was nothing dirty. It's just two teams that want to win, and so there were a few physical plays. That's to be expected.
With Curry, I was wondering what the exact issue is. Is it his ankle again or a foot issue?
As far as I understand, he rolled his ankle. I don't know how bad it is, but as I said, we'll see tomorrow and Monday, see how he's doing.
Tweaked is the official word that our training staff used. Tweaked his right ankle.
Steve, it looked like you and the coaching staff and Steph had a pretty good discussion when he was coming off the floor. How badly did he want to stay in the game?
You mean when he came? Well, he saw. I always write the five players' names on the board who I'm sending out there, and he saw his name wasn't on there, and he was incredulous. And I said, I don't like the way you're moving right now. And he said, no, I'll be all right. And, of course, he's going to say that. He's a competitor. He wants to play. We're not going to let him play if there's any risk of, making it worse. And, obviously, we're hoping that we're going to be in the playoffs for the next couple of months. So we don't want to take any chances.
Pretty amazing to think that James Harden went playoff game without shooting a free throw. And how proud of that stat are you?
Yeah, that was important. That's what he does better than anybody in the league. You know, get to the line, draw fouls. So I thought Clay did a great job. Andre did a great job. Our bigs stayed vertical. You know, they didn't reach when he came in into the paint. And he got going in the second half, but we kept him off the line, which was very important.
Steve, what did you think of the way your bench performed in this game?
I thought the bench was good. I mean, when a guy gets injured, especially when the MVP gets injured, but when any starter gets injured, it kind of throws the rotation out of whack. And so bringing Sean in early in the third quarter kind of changed things. Bogut's foul trouble changed things. And I thought everybody was ready. You know, Mo played really well. He did a great job for us. And, you know, Sean settled us down. Andre, I thought, had a brilliant game. You know, he didn't shoot it well, but, you know, this is a typical Andre Iguodala box score. He's plus 23, and he made one shot. There's a lot more to the game than making shots, obviously. And but his defense was good. He had 7 assists. He settled us down. You know, all in all, I thought the bench was great. LB came in, gave us good minutes as well.
Do you have to tell your team, listen, we know teams are going to try to bump us around. We know they're going to maybe especially going to go after Steph, and how to react to it? How do you want your team to react to something like that?
Just the way they reacted, you know, with poise and physical play themselves without doing anything dirty. But our defense was physical and solid, and that's the way to respond. And it really is the playoffs. This is how these playoff games go. There's a ton of time to prepare, and it's a different game from the regular season in terms of the intensity. And you know, this was only game one, and you know, by the time you're at game four, everybody's tired of seeing each other, and you know, the physical play usually ramps up, and I think that's the way people try to play Steph in particular. That's what I would do. As good as he is, as skilled as he is, I would try to hold him and grab him and do anything I could to keep him from getting into a rhythm. And we've got to be ready for that. But we've been preparing for that because we've seen a lot of defense like that.
He responded to Beverly pretty quickly, you know, pretty aggressively on that play. Do you like to see that from Steph? With
sure.
That kind of reaction.
Sure. As long as you know, as long as it doesn't get carried away. But I've said. You know, since I've been here, Steph is he comes across as a choir boy, but, you know, he's a competitor, big-time competitor.
Steve, history, just thinking, where players will go after a guy who may be the top player on the court and try to get involved in the struggle and both get tossed. Do you think there was anything that with Beverly, or just it was just physical?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was physical. And as I said, I didn't see anything dirty. I think I have a lot of respect for Beverly and the way he plays. He's a competitor, excellent defensive player. So he's just trying to do his job, and this kind of stuff happens.
Again, 24 points for Curry in 20 minutes of action. He had 5 threes plus 7 rebounds before exiting the game in the third quarter. Here are his post-game comments.
Right now, don't see a scenario where I'll be out, obviously, if it's not right and I'm at, you know, risk of further injury or whatnot. That's the only thing that I think we have to worry about. Pain tolerance and all that stuff is I kind of know what I can deal with on the court, but you don't want anything more serious to happen, you know, favoring an ankle or whatnot. So that's what we'll kind of pay attention to the next 2 days.
Steph, why did you push Patrick Beverly? What was happening? Why'd you push him?
You know, it was a little back and forth, got tangled up, and felt like it was a little too much, so protected myself and moved on.
Steph, what exactly happened with the angle? It looked like a non-contact thing. It was right down by the bench.
Exactly? Yeah, I just tried to change direction, missed a shot, and tried to get back on defense. And on that plant step, kind of slid a little bit and felt it flip, you know, or tweak. And that's where the pain kind of came in. Was able to go a couple more possessions, and then it started to get a little bit worse. So coach kind of saw that and subbed Dot in. And then the second half, I felt like I could go out there and be somewhat effective on the court, and you know, was painful, but to me wasn't anything that was going to keep me out. And coach made a decision, regardless of what I had to say, to you know, sit me out. Obviously, we had a nice lead to work with, which was helpful. But the competitor, I was ready to go back in and give him what I had, and talking to the trainers, knowing that hopefully I wouldn't, like I was talking about earlier, put myself in at risk of, you know, another injury or making it worse. But we were able to, the other guys stepped up and were able to close out the game so that, you know, got out okay.
How hard did you try to convince Steve to put you back in, or was your incredulity sufficient to let him know how you felt?
I tried three separate times. It was 0-3, so I even went to Luke at one point, tried to get some help. Went to Q, our assistant coach, tried to get some help. We all swung and missed.
Steph, do you think Beverly is a dirty player?
No, he's an aggressive player. He plays hard, and he tries to get under your skin with certain things he does, but that's kind of his MO. I wouldn't call it dirty at all. You know, for me, I haven't tried to hurt me or do anything like that, but there's going to be physicality. There's going to be some back and forth, which hopefully the league hasn't gone so, you know, the other direction where that's not a part of playoff basketball. That's fun. Hopefully I don't get a tech every game, but I like that back and forth.
Steph, how long does it seem like you've had to answer questions about your ankle? And with that injury in particular, are there any flashbacks?
A little bit. I was in the back kind of thinking about the San Antonio series a couple years ago where I tweaked it in, I think, game 2 or 3, and it bothered me the rest of the series. But that's kind of human nature to kind of just think about it for a second, and then I was all right. And hopefully the way we handle this going forward the next 2 days, I can put it behind me.
Steph, switching topics, tell me a little bit about the hat and who gave it to you.
It was a gift to myself. I bought it a couple years ago, actually. So shout out to the Run TMC days and, you know, those guys that put on a show every single night. So thought it'd be good to wear it for game one of the playoffs and have some fun.
You mentioned the San Antonio series injury. Was it as bad as that? I mean, where
not even. Well, right now it's not. Hopefully it responds well over the next 2 days. But that was one that, to my memory, it really, really bothered me every time I did any kind of move. I think this will hopefully be better.
Were you surprised that Gary Jack passed you the ball back?
Wait, I forgot about that play. Nah, I wanted the ball. I had confidence regardless of how I felt out there.
Steph, you guys were up 26 when you left, and you won by 26. So how gratifying is it for you to see your teammates come through when you can only watch?
I mean, it sucks to watch, obviously, especially in the playoffs. You want to be out there and playing. And I was like a kid in timeout over there on the bench. Just probably didn't have a great face, frustrated because, you know, the action's right there in front of me, but I couldn't be a part of it anymore. But, you know, those guys did their job down the stretch. Obviously, there was that kind of slow period to begin the third quarter, which is kind of natural because different rotations and different flow of the game with, you know, when I go out that early. But they bounced back, made plays. Defensively was the key for us all night. You know, they had a short run, but when we got stops, you know, especially with a lead like that, you put yourself in good position to be able to control the tempo down the stretch of the game. So I could tell it was a kind of a weird vibe in the beginning of the third quarter with the fans, and it's just not the same kind of energy. So regardless of how, you know, what happens the rest of the playoffs, you want to keep that home court advantage and that noise and that electric atmosphere. And those guys brought it back. You know, on our side down the stretch.
How do you guys go an entire game and hold James Harden without a free throw attempt defensively?
Strong fundamentals. You know what he likes to do. We had a good game plan of coming in whether he's going downhill in the paint, just show your hands, you know, make him finish in a crowd, you know, no silly reaches where he can, you know, obviously show you the ball and you know, usually get those calls. But when you play defense the right way, not worry about trying to get steals low, just, you know, hands high, make him finish over the top. Whether he makes a couple or not, you like your chances over the course of 48 minutes. And for us, you know, to keep him off the free throw line and get, you know, those 9 extra points that he usually gets, that's important for us. So my guess is that probably won't happen the rest of the series. But for the most part, if we just continue to, you know, keep our fundamentals, show our hands, keep our body in front of him, you know, maybe we can control that part of their offensive attack, you know, for the most part of the series.
Draymond Green with a double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds, plus 4 blocked shots in this one. Here's Draymond after the game.
I mean, we knew that it would be physical like that. You know, that's playoff basketball. That's what you expect, you know, coming into the playoffs. It's going to be a very physical game. Teams are going to try to rough you up, you know, so wasn't more than what we expected.
Did you expect them to be more, not physically aggressive, but aggressive offensively early? It seemed like you caught them on their heels quickly and sort of kept them there.
I think they were. I think we defended well, you know, to start the game off. You know, when you come out and, well, I was surprised by that they didn't go into Dwight earlier in the game. I think the first 6 minutes he probably didn't get a touch. And, you know, the big fella was ready for his post touches, but, you know, he didn't get many of them to start the game off. But our defense was very sound. Our guys were flying around. You know, James drives to the holes. Everybody was, you know, helping out and, you know, not fouling. So that was key for us, and I think our defense played a huge part in that.
Draymond, when I was looking at what happened between Beverly and Stephen Curry early in the game, it seemed that it annoyed you particularly. Did it annoy you when Beverly started getting into him and then Curry pushed him back?
No, it didn't annoy me. You know, that's part of the game. I mean, if you mean I was the first one there after it happened, then, yeah, that's my guy. You know, you're going to come over there, so I wasn't annoyed by it. That's part of the game. And, you know, a guy like Pat, you kind of grow to expect that. You know, that's how he's made his way in this league, you know, and you have to have a respect for a guy who, you know, now he's got his contract, but he still plays the exact same way, you know. So you got to have respect for a guy like that, you know, that stay true to who they are. You know, he knows who he are, and he doesn't detour away from that.
Draymond, how concerned are you about Steph going forward, and how does it change your team if he can't play Monday night?
Well, you know, you lose MVP of the NBA, definitely changes your team. But, you know, so there's some concern. However, it's, you know, I think it'll be fine at some point. You know, hopefully when we play Monday, Tuesday, whenever it is. Hopefully he'll be fine for them. But if not, same mentality that we had throughout the year. You know, he can't go next man up. And, you know, one man is not going to come out and be Steph Curry for us. We got to come out and do it collectively. And, you know, we got the blueprint. You know, we did it at Houston. You know, New Year's Eve, I think it was. So it's happened before. Not that it's going to be easy, but we know we can do it if we have to.
Draymond, with the technical foul in the fourth quarter, is that one that you earned? And just leading off that, do you feel like when there is physical play coming from the other side, it's up to you and the rest of the team to maybe match that in some ways?
I mean, no, I don't think it's one I earned, but we'll see what happens. As far as physical play, I mean, you have to match it, you know, or you'll get ran off the floor. You know, you can't let somebody come push you around and you don't push back. You know, that's the game we play. You know, it's an intense game, you know. So if you don't match that, then you're in trouble. And one thing about the playoffs is, you know, for instance, we were up 29, but 6-7 minutes ago, and Coach Kerr left us in. Because one thing about the playoffs, you got to see these guys now a minimum of 3 more times. You don't want to let guys get a rhythm at the end of the game. So even if, you know, you still aren't winning by 14, you got to face these guys again the next game, as opposed to in the regular season. You know, you take your guys out and you get ready for the next game, but you don't see them. So if they get a rhythm next game, that rhythm's going against somebody else. You got to see them for the next game. So you have to make sure that, you know, you meet that physicality, you match that physicality, and try to exceed it as well, because you don't want those guys getting a rhythm for going into next game. They got to come out and find their rhythm then.
Draymond, how important is it for you guys to have Mo come off the bench and play like tonight and like he's been playing a lot lately?
You know, it's very important. You know, he's one of the scorers in that bench unit for us, and, you know, he can get it going. You know, but he was also good on the boards. He was pretty good on the defensive end as well, and that's what's most important. You know, he got to rebound the basketball and be good on the defensive end. We know he can score. You know, he does that with the best of them, just as good as any big man in the league. You know, but when he's good on the defensive end and rebounding the basketball, that's when it's really tough. And, you know, that's what's stood out lately to me, you know, that he's doing. I know he's going to knock down shots. That's who he is. But he stepped his game up another notch on the defensive end and on the glass. And that's been very, very key and shouldn't go unnoticed, because you'll fall in love, just like with Steph and Clay, you'll fall in love with their jump shot, scoring ability, and not realize all the other stuff that they do. Same thing goes for Mo.
Anything else? So last one for
I might repeat a question, but to beat Houston like this with Steph only playing a half, what does that tell you guys about the way the series might go?
I mean, one thing we do know is, as they showed during the third quarter for a bit, that no matter how much they're down, they can come back. You know, they have the offensive power to make a comeback. So you have to stay locked in. And one thing we know about the playoffs is every game is different. You know, so next game won't be the same as this. Now, can it have the same outcome? If we come out and play our brand of basketball, it could. But we're not coming out expecting that. So, you know, we know that this is a very talented ball club. You know, James struggled tonight, and, you know, he didn't get to the free throw line, which a bulk of his points come from. So, got to expect that to be a little different, you know, come game two. So, this doesn't tell us how the series will go. You know, you look at all their starters plus minuses, and it's not who they are. You know, it's not who they've been. So, you know, we just had a good game tonight, and we got to try to build on this. But at the same time, know that they're going to come out throwing haymakers in game two. We got to come out and stand our ground and push back.
Sean Livingston, one of several Warriors stepping up big off the bench. 43 of the Warriors' 104 points contributed by the bench. Sean had 9 points and this to say afterward.
Anytime, you know, a player like Steph goes down, I think it's human nature to feel the need to try to do everything yourself. But I think, you know, our slogan, strength in numbers, and we have to rely on our whole team. It's not just one guy. I come in, my job and my role is to be solid and, you know, to get good shots for, you know, for our team while I'm out there.
How do you go a whole game and hold James Harden without a free throw attempt?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. It's, you know, I think that's you got to give credit to the coaching staff and then the discipline, starting with Clay and Andre. You know, they spend the most time on him. And everybody else to a man, Draymond, you know, Bogues. When he's coming through the lane, it's hard. He's showing you the candy, showing you the ball. You know, and it's easy to, you know, want to reach in. And he's the best that we have in our league at getting to the free throw line. So, you know, just trying to stick to the game plan, remain disciplined, make him hit tough shots. That's all we could do.
Sean, so much focus the last few weeks has been on the 73 and what it may or may not take out of this team, what it may or may not do for the playoff. Did you feel sharp out there? Did you feel any sense of, you know, weariness, or did you feel refreshed that it was class? How did you feel, or how do you think the team played?
I think it's always normal just to, you know, probably feel those jitters. The playoffs is here. It's a different season. This is what we've been waiting on all season. We had a grueling season this year, just, you know, with all the hype surrounding the wins and the record and everything. But, you know, now this is it. This is, you know, I think excitement is the word that everybody, you know, this is what everybody felt coming into this game. And once we settle in, it's about the game of basketball and attention to detail.
Sean, right here. You guys had up the lead. I think the lead was 29 at some point, and then they kind of cut into it.
And then there were a couple of times Steve called a timeout. What was going on that he just wanted to reassess and reaffirm to you guys in those timeouts?
Just remain poised. Keep our composure. You know, they're a team, talented team. They can go on runs. They got guys that can get hot. And we, you know, sometimes we can get beside ourselves. And also when they go on a run, you know, it's, again, it's human nature to just to kind of think, wow, it's, you know, it's all coming down. But then you look up, and we still have a big lead. But we just got to remain poised and calm under pressure. And that's when they're putting the pressure on us. They're trying to come back. They're trying to build momentum and ride that wave, especially with, you know, how the starters opened the game up and, you know, the way Steph was playing in the first half. But, you know, to a man, we all have to remain calm, keep our composure, and continue to focus on the game plan.
You guys probably always know that any series, teams are going to want to try to get into Steph, be mm-hmm. physical with him. We saw Beverly do it tonight. What do you think your response needs to be, and what did you like the response that you guys had tonight, today, in the game?
Yeah, that's not the first time that that's happened. Probably won't be the last. You know, they're out there competing as well. So, you know, I think we should expect that, and I'm sure Steph does. But, you know, he's our leader. He knows, you know, he's been in many situations like that before. So, you know, just not letting that get to him. And if anything, he arises to the challenge, you know, in the heat of the moment. And, you know, it's up to us as well. You know, I keep saying the same thing, but it's true. We have to keep our composure while we're out there. Can't let the refs, can't let the crowd, can't let the other team, you know, dictate, you know, our emotions and, you know, what we're thinking about when we're trying to run plays and, you know, cover assignments.
Excuse me. When you're on the NBA for years, you know that playoff basketball is going to be physical. Mm-hmm. And yet when you finally get there, even though you've been through before, does it shake you up a little bit and say, what's going on here? Or do you say, okay, here comes the punches or the pushing as it has been in the past?
Yeah, good question. I think it's, you know, with more experience, you just you learn to adapt. And we have to adapt to how the refs are calling the game, whether they're calling it tight or whether they're not calling calls at all. You know, me, myself, I like to know who's reffing out there. And, you know, because then you kind of get a feel for, you know, the way they like to call games, whether it's a physical game or whether you have to watch, you know, the amount of physicality out there. But it's playoff basketball. You know, you just have to play through it and play the game.
Sean, when did you know Steph wasn't going to come back in the game? And do you have to start thinking differently when you know, okay, most of the second half is going to be mine at the point guard?
Yeah, it's really, for me personally, again, I try just to focus on what I can control. And my job is to be ready. It's if he calls my number, it's my job to, you know, check in and be ready. And, you know, Steph, he's a warrior. He's going to do what he can to, you know, be out there for his team. But it looked like, you know, they didn't want to risk it tonight. I'm sure he might have been able to play. But, again, all I can do is focus on my job. And, you know, if coach says, look, you're going in, then it's time to roll.
Monday, it's game 2 here at Oracle Arena with this Warrior Sound Game 1 recap. I'm Lawrence Scott.